Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I'm cranky, and I shouldn't be. There's so much to celebrate and be happy about. It's a festive time of year, the Humboldt Ice Rink opened in Fortuna, and the rain is helping the drought. But I'm still cranky, and I've been cranky for a while. It started when I saw the notice for the meeting in Rio Dell that was bringing together different experts to discuss the future of legalized pot. The idea didn't make me cranky. The participant list made me cranky. On the list was our former district attorney, Paul Gallegos, and it felt bad. It felt like I was seeing a list of vultures poised to make money off the industry that has compromised our county. Paul Gallegos contributed to our current degradation by declaring the 99-plant rule, that people who needed medicine and could get a 215 card could legally grow 99 plants. It didn't make sense at the time, and it just feels grimy now. That law has led to a proliferation of grow houses, and following that, a decline in affordable housing. And that's just one example. One trickle down has been hash oil labs and dangerous explosions. And I'm not deriding the need for medical marijuana, but the 99 plant rule made a mockery of the whole idea of medicine. And now he's poised to make money off the industry. Timber companies who gave back to our communities, schools, and youth have been replaced by pot growers who don't. And they get to make money off of our county's struggle with drugs and faltering budget. And thinking about that whole cycle has made me cranky. And why didn't anyone tell me about the TV show The Gilmore Girls? All these years, I thought it was a trite family dramedy featuring a family of sisters who, at the end of each show, learned a hackneyed lesson. I refused to watch it out of spite, but I kept seeing pop culture references and people saying how good it was. The Gilmore Girls is the bomb, and now I'm stuck evenings and weekends tuned into Netflix binge-watching, and I'm only nearing the end of season 2. Have you seen that episode of Portlandia where the couple starts binge-watching a Netflix series? They start out saying, just one more episode, and pretty soon they haven't bathed in days, they're having food delivered, and they start calling in sick to work. I know how they feel. And finally, a word about the holiday cutouts on the boulevard in Fortuna. It's a holiday tradition that I enjoy. The high school is repainting and repairing them this year. The last time that was done was in 2007. Some of them are still at the high school being worked on. There seems to be a concern that the missing cutouts are somehow a symbol of the war on Christmas. I assure you, that is not the case. They will be back next year better than ever. Well, I feel better now. Not nearly as cranky. Thank you for letting me share. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.